And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show for you today, fresh back from Australia and so many other destinations. Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. You're going to be listening to some great information here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone, so Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few, it's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time when fishing is happening. I mean,
it is happening.
I say we don't even need to start saying that it should be happening soon. It is happening.
Yeah,
it's on.
Sean and Melanie coming back from collecting 50 bluefin from the Independence this morning.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's on.
Yeah, we'll take that.
And lots of coverage this weekend, you said, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was good fishing. I mean, there was good fishing for the start of the season with no coverage this week. I mean, we'll obviously hear more about it in the show. The Player Supreme had a nice trip. The Shogun had a trip. The Independence had a trip. So, yeah, plenty of fishing that's happened. But, yeah, today will really kind of tell the tale. I know just out of Fisherman's Landing that the Shogun and the Royal Star both left on multi-day trips yesterday, and then the Pegasus and the Queen and the Condor all left on day-and-a-half trips last night, and that's just out of that landing. I know that I'm sure Seaforth and Point Loma and everybody else had trips as well. So, yeah, we're gonna get a good lay of the land this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And we have a great guy in the studio here, Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Good morning, Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne. Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great to have you here. And you just got back from a mega adventure, huh?
Yeah, I just flew back in this past week from Australia. I was over on the Sunshine Coast visiting some friends and doing some fishing and little bit of salty crew work and surfing and yeah.
Wow.
Dwayne's got the off bluefin season figured out better. Like he's got it figured out. Like you know, grind the whole season away and put people on big bluefins and then just go do cool. I mean, just do cool stuff.
Yeah, all winter, right?
Yeah. I try to stay in the warmth and stay fishing as much as possible. Just kind of break it up and do different stuff. So
yeah,
keeps the interest high.
So, what are the highlights from Australia?
To catch a Great Emperor, it's kind of a unicorn fish. A lot of guys have caught like not legal ones or haven't caught one, and I kind of challenged myself and my buddy to go get one, and I ended up with like a 32-pound fish.
It's called a Great Emperor?
A Red Emperor.
A Red Emperor.
Yeah, it's a big snapper from down under.
And that's like a Holy Grail-sized one?
Yeah, it was jumbo grade, and they're excellent table fare. Just, they're kind of like, I get the vibe of like a sea bass here for those.
Okay.
It's kind of like a ghost for a lot of people.
Okay.
So, yeah, went ahead and checked the box on that and a few other cool species and got to fish around GVR and camp on a boat and... Yeah, it was super fun. That
How
was definitely fun. The highlight.
Good for the soul.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, awesome.
Sure. Soul's quenched.
And before you went there, you went down to Fiji, right?
Yeah, I was down doing my annual residency fishing guide thing down at Namotu Island in Fiji. We had pretty good fishing this year. The tuna nose show, the water was really, really warm for the couple weeks I was there, but the GT fishing and the reef fishing was insane. We had like one session, I think 2.5 hours, we hooked 14 fish and had... Landed 9, and 2 of them were over 40.
Wow.
And that was, like, right out the back of the island. So that was pretty special. It was with some of my guys that traveled from SoCal down there to fish with us. So we had
Those are, like, big jacks?
Giant trevallies.
Yeah, giant trevallies.
Yeah, all the stick baits. So it was really cool.
How fun.
But I saw that video on Salty Crew. It looked like you caught a lot of blue star jacks and green jacks.
Yeah, there's
kind of variety, like,
A lot of bluefin trevally down there as well. Like, really good grade, too. Like, they make them bigger down there for sure.
Giant ones.
Yeah. Legit, like, 15, 17-pounders, which is a pretty big bluefin trevally. A lot of red bass, a lot of, like, emperors, long-nose emperors. Rubies, flame tails, all kinds of cool tropical stuff.
You get so known as Dwayne, like the tuna expert up here. You spend so much time catching big bluefin, and I know that gets, you know, it gets you going when you're up here. When you're down there, what gets you the most fired up? Because I know that you've over the years had spectacular tuna fishing down there, but the reef fishing is so different, so cool. What you know, if both are firing, what gets you more fired up to go do when you're down there?
I'll still lean more towards that bigger yellowfin on the top water, but I really like doing the inshore thing there. Slowly learning and figuring out with the help of some of my Australian friends who work down there pretty frequently and just putting it all together. Same as like fishing inshore here, the islands here, it's like all current and, current sensitive and condition sensitive. And it's a big, big playing field down there. So just slowly but surely piecing together just kept me pretty fired up.
That's cool.
Got my interest sparked heavily.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But now you're in the SoCal mode, right? And Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
Yep. We're ready for the season. We have like one more minor boat project to wrap up next week, and we should be ready to run. We're stoked.
Last season was fun to watch. Not to watch you be a little bit sidelined, but fun to watch like the culmination of, you know, the team that you put together and watching your guys like. I don't want to say that the torch was passed because it certainly wasn't it, but you got sidelined a little bit. But watching like that happen and then not a step ever missed from your team was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I was really proud of my guys, Cameron and Austin and Ryan. Really took the ball and ran with it. I was pretty gutted when I got hurt. Even worried.
You're all good now?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm all good. But yeah, maybe even worried if you'd say. And right
sure,
from the get-go,
like,
the guys just went right to work and didn't skip a beat and. They really knocked it out of the park.
They did.
So I was really stoked and really proud and really excited to see where they go this year.
Yeah. So you're still going to be running the boat. You're back on the boat.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us about Pinnacle Sport Fishing, your boats, your operation, the whole deal.
So Pinnacle Sport Fishing is a three-boat, small boat charter fleet operation. We run out of Mission Bay, Dana Landing. Specialized really on anything game fish-wise that swims in the SoCal waters, whether it be yellowfin, yellowtail. We had sea bass, these giant tuna. We kind of do it all. Obviously, the last few years we've been really, really pinned down to the big bluefin thing. So we've been focusing a lot of energy and time on that over the last few years and plan to do so again this season.
Looks like it's going to be there for us.
Yeah. The fish have definitely done their migratory path south. I think they've turned their noses back up to the north, and they're working their way this way. By the look through the counts this week, looks like we're in for another fun season.
It's coming, yeah. I saw Adrian at St. Joe Sport Fishing at the Bart Hall show this week, and he's, of course, the SAC spotter plane pilot, and he's also the spotter plane pilot for the Pens, too, for Ted Dunn's Pens. And he said they were done faster this year for the Pens, as far as their quota, than they were last year. And I said, well, you know, it's off to a slow start. He says, no, there's tons of bluefin around. He says, I see more bluefin this year than last year.
Jeez.
Is that even possible?
I know, right? How do you...
Right?
You quantify that.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's like, yeah. So according to what's in the ocean right now and what the spotter planes are seeing, it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We just need some weather, right?
Yeah. Nice streak of nice weather would probably fire things up nicely for us here.
And it looks like we're going to actually have a week without rain, which is really
cool.
It's kind of... Well, how unique is that, huh?
I don't remember what that's like. I'm so over this, man.
Gosh, yeah. So, the other thing I heard, this is something. They had wide open yellowfin tuna 3 miles off of Point Loma yesterday. One of the boats reported... 3 miles off of Point Loma. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Can you believe that?
I would believe it if I looked at a calendar.
Like, oh, yeah?
Because
it's April Fool's Day?
That's what would get me to believe that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. I had you guys for a second, right?
You didn't. Yeah, you didn't. not with the 58-degree water that's also off of there.
58, like 56. Yeah. Oh, man, it's really cold. So, anyway, happy April. Yeah,
yeah,
so
there
you go. As we head into April, last year's April was maybe one of the best months of the year for bluefin, Duane?
Yeah, fireworks were already going off as far as fishing goes for bluefin around here last year this time. I think we had a lot more opportunity because of the weather we had last year and, you know, exactly guys getting out and covering, being able to get off the dock this year.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
But finally, we're starting to get boats out and get some coverage and find some fish. Yeah. So when you're going bluefin tuna fishing, what's kind of your deal on Pinnacle Sport Fishing? Are you fishing kite? Are you trolling Mad Max? Or what are you doing?
This time of year, we're going to go out there fully ready, loaded with everything. We're going to take our kite gear, flying fish. We're going to take a lot of bait. We're going to take jigs. Kind of be ready for it all. You never know what you're going to come across, especially with this first wave of fish. You know, you might bump into big ones. You might bump into school grade fish. So you just want to be prepared in that aspect. We've definitely had some really big fish in past seasons, early on in the season. I don't think we've had anything in May that's jumbo size, in April, but in May we definitely have. So just kind of, you know, having all your tools sharpened and all your stuff ready for, you know, whatever opportunity you get with these fish.
That's one of the things I like so much about seeing your guys' trips is you guys really do all that, and you guys do a great job on your social media, posting pictures and keeping everybody informed and showing off all these fun fish. And it's like day one, there's a bunch of big kite bites laying on the deck. And day two, you're finessing up live bait, fly line, fishing with sardines. And it really does feel that way. Like, you guys catch them however they give you an opportunity. You're not stuck in any kind of way. And we see you guys all the time, plunker bluefin, live bait fishing, you know, like you would be on a long range boat, but it's just you and four buds on a school to yourself on the back of the boat. It's really cool.
Yeah, coming from a, you know, a sport boat background, it kind of just carried over with our small boat programs. You know, you don't want to get caught unprepared in a situation where you should be prepared, or you had the opportunity to be prepared that morning by, you know, stopping and getting bait or bringing your kite stuff or whatever. You know, it's... Luck is a direct derivative of opportunity, so.
Always prepared for it.
Yeah.
And that's a great call. I mean, you know, how many people, you know, think in the morning, like, well, it's all been on the kite, so I'm just going to bring my kite gear. I don't feel like waiting in line. There's a 45-minute wait in the line to get bait, so we're just going to bail on it. And then all of a sudden the right opportunity comes by and you don't have it, and you got to have every bullet.
Yep, absolutely.
Got to have them. So last year, you said May was really good for you.
Yeah.
What was the hot deal? Was it poppers? Was it the flyers? Was it trolling? What was it?
Last year, right into the flyers. Yeah. Yummy. We tested it with the yummy, and it got tackled within like 30 seconds and started putting out frozen ones. And worked really good. We also had some good bait fishing, and we also had some good vertical jig fishing at the end of May last year. I think we had a trip with, like, five fish from, like, 120 to damn near 200 during the day on vertical jigs.
Vertical jigs during the day.
Deep, too, like 350 shallows. We had bites into, like, 500, 600 feet during the day.
Wow, daytime.
Yeah. So what's the program on that? You just meter it and say, okay, drop down?
Yeah, anytime it gets in a shallow bank, I notice, like really shallow, up in the shallows or around floating things, or we just call it structure in general, it seems to light up that daytime fishing for me and my notes and my experience.
No
kidding. And that was one of those days. It was when the first wave of big fish kind of passed through the pens, and we were marking like one to six fish at a time on the screen, but every time we dropped a jig down near a bit. So it's kind of how I saw it back when that stuff was on the 60 or the 43, kind of similar fishing there.
What was the go-to jig on Pinnacle Sport Fishing?
That particular trip, or most trips, we're using those Daiwa SK jigs. Mm-hmm. You know, just varying weight depending on your current wind situation.
Sure. That's cool.
So
fishing a heavy tackle?
Yeah, pretty heavy. I mean, not over the top. Just, you know, Daiwa, Saltigo, LD60s, 120-pound braid and 130 mono top shot and a rail rod.
We had Gavin and Brawla on the show last weekend talking about how effective they've watched that daytime vertical jigging thing. Like, you know, we caught so much fish at nighttime and then scaling back and fishing that lure. I don't know how to say it. Like fishing that lure the way it was intended. You know, that technique came from Australia and Asia and all that kind of stuff. And watching like the purpose built rods and purpose built reels and like really fishing it. You know, there's plenty of bites to be had by taking the reel out of gear and letting the lure fall down the way that it does. Mm-hmm. But there's an equal amount of bites that are not being taken advantage of by that lure being, you know, fished the way that it should be and swam the way it would be. Are you guys experiencing more of that kind of fishing?
Yeah.
Or is it tough because you don't always have that, you know, because that is a kind of technique-specific thing, and you get a different group of guys every day, and maybe not everybody's hip on that or wanting to do something different?
Yeah, it's the beauty of doing private charters is usually I get a group of guys, they're all going to want to do that, or they're not, you know?
Sure.
We definitely have a couple groups that are really into the vertical speed jigging thing, come with their rad setups and custom wrap rods, and they enjoy doing that. We don't see it that frequently, but just a little bit. I think that is definitely growing, that style.
It feels like it.
Yeah. And, I mean,
and effective.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, again, I spend so much time in the tropics on the other side of the equator fishing with Australians and guys from over there, and that's all they fish.
Is that right?
They're like, they look at our surface iron or our yo-yo iron, and they're like, dude, how does that thing get bit? Like, they just drop it and wind. They're like, mate, come on, dude. You guys are lazy.
Are they fishing spinning gear, or are they fishing conventional gear?
They fish both. They'll fish those big, big, giant, like, 30,000s for the vertical jigging on the spinning reel tip, and then they'll fish, you know, big narrows, conventional reel tip. I see it half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
You want to talk about fresh dope from being in Mission Bay to the other side of the world. Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. Always so much fun having Dwayne in here. Such cool stories, such great information. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call for Let's Talk Hookup this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. Text the show. So popular these days. If you want to send a text off, you can only do it through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. Very easy to find on any of your mobile devices. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. As soon as you fire off the app, you'll see the icon Text the Show. Hit that and make sure that you include your contact information when you're texting in a question for Dwayne, because we need to be able to call you at the end of the show because we are giving away such a killer prize if you're the lucky winner. And that's a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. It's better than just a pair of Costas. You're basically going to get a gift certificate good for $300 for anything from the Costa website. So whether you put all that money in towards a total top tier pair of glasses built just for you, or you buy some glasses and you have a little bit of leftover, you buy yourself a tech shirt or any of that killer Costa swag, you got $300 gift card coming your way for your favorite pair of shades from Costa. An awesome prize. Again, if you want to get your shot at that, or better yet, your chance to talk to Dwayne on the phone, 213-432-1090, or on the text via that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got your phone calls, we got your questions, catch reports and more. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sports fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Bill Varney. Do you want to become a better surf and bay angler? If so, please join us at the upcoming Long Beach Bart Hall Show on Friday, March 31st. Join Corey Sand and Benji Kane and myself at the CCA pre-show seminar. Find tickets and more information today at hallshows.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are getting packed up. We do have one line still open, and I can assure you this will probably be about the last time we say that until this show ends. So if you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
Want to throw out a huge congratulations to Mr. Daryl Sherborne, Big D from the Royal Polaris, and they're going to be pulling out on his very last trip, an 18-day trip. They're leaving today from Fisherman's Landing here. We're watching them getting ready to pull out here from the world headquarters. And 30 years on the Royal Polaris for Daryl. You know, he had a 25-year career in the Marines, mm-hmm. and then 30 years on the Royal Polaris. I said, Daryl, last night I saw him, Daryl, is there a third career coming up? He goes, no way, I'm going fishing.
Yeah, good for D. That's awesome.
So he is fully retired. So congratulations, Big D.
Congratulations, Daryl. That's awesome.
Daryl from Royal Polaris. And that is... it's going to be quite a trip, being his last trip, because the fishing's really good.
It's so cool to see. You know, I mean, long-range fishing, like everything, has its cycles and ebbs and flows. And you know, it was there's no problem in saying it. It was down a little bit for a while, and boy, it's sure not. It's so good to see that great fishing, and it's been so good for all of the boats down there. And it's like what long-range fishing should be, and it's supposed to be great fishing from, you know, 60 to 120 pounders, and then there's mixes of cows in every day, and the last several trips have all had some 300 pounders, and there's good wahoo fishing in between, and that Hurricane Bank has just been fantastic, and yeah, it's really, really fun to see long-range fishing so alive and well, and boats coming back full, and people coming back sore, and their tackles busted.
Oh, yeah.
It's just what it's supposed to be, man. It's so
back.
Cool. Yep, it's back.
Long-range fishing is back, for sure. Hey, you know, we heard... that we're giving away that $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. I got to see Bob and Tom and the guys at the Bart Hall Show this week. And be sure if you're going to the Bart Hall Show today or tomorrow up at the Long Beach Convention Center, be sure to go by the Costa booth. They actually have a prescription guy there, too,
cool.
to do your prescriptions if you want prescription sunglasses. But they have the full array of Costa sunglasses there. And you can't miss them right there at the Costa booth at the Bart Hall Show today.
I went up to the Bart Hall Show on Wednesday and literally did the exact same thing. Like, this weather forced me into a new pair of glasses.
Ah!
So I'm like solely silver mirror gray lens. That's my glass. That's all I like. It's what I've always worn. It's what I like to wear. But it's been so overcast and so crummy so long. But, like, I have to have my Costas on. Like, you know, if there's a hint of light, I start squinting.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, I got to have it. But it's been so gray that my gray lens have been at times a little darker. So I got a pair of silver mirror, but with an amber
sunrise.
Base. Oh. I didn't do sunrise. Like,
That's pretty bright. Yeah.
I totally dig that, and I'm going to for sure have those when we start mammoth trout fishing and all that kind of stuff. But no, I ordered silver mirror with that. I think they call it an amber, like the amber silver mirror, uh-huh. as opposed to the gray silver mirror, what I normally wear.
Oh, okay.
But just for that, because it's overcast and it's, you know, it's a little more dark, but you want to be in your shades, but sometimes when you put them on, it's too much. Like, this was like a really nice, you know, in between the two.
Okay.
I really like them.
And that's the advantage of the Costa booth at the show. I went up on Thursday and I got to see the great show and all the great people up there at the show. A lot of boats and a lot of tackle and just all kinds of stuff. And great to get back inside the Long Beach Convention
right?
Center.
Yeah, it
right?
just felt
the
like it was supposed
there.
To. And they did a great job. The layout's cool. It's just awesome. It's
really
good to have the shows back.
Yeah, for sure. Dwayne, what's your favorite pair of Costas?
I
know you're a big Costa guy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Spiro XL frame.
Spiro XL.
And I like the Rincon XL frame as well. Or no, the regular Rincon, sorry.
The regular Rincon.
Yeah.
Not the Rinconcito.
No, it's
the Rincon
for me.
Yeah. So what's your favorite lens color?
I'm a gray lens guy because it kind of goes across the board.
So neutral.
Yeah, very neutral.
Just straight
gray. I have lenses in every color.
I
have
that
the
one too.
The yellow and the amber for early mornings, which is killer until the sun comes up, and then it kind of washes out. And then I've got blue, which is amazing, but sometimes can be too bright if it's too bluebird. And then gray. You know, gray is always on standby for everything.
Yeah. That sunshine, sunrise yellow is, that's... In the morning,
it's
when you
killer.
Want to spot patties and stuff,
yeah.
that is, or spots of fish,
mm-hmm.
you can see stuff.
Yeah, like that probably can't be your primary, but that's such a good, we were talking, just like we said,
light conditions.
That's such an important tool to have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it can't, it, well, not that it can, but it probably shouldn't be your number one, but it probably should be in your boat.
Yeah, it's definitely a powerful tool for the mornings and evenings.
For sure. Hey, Darren Menifee has a great text here. He says, hello, Pete Rick and Captain Dwayne. On your pinnacle boats, when you're hooked up, do you only want to be hooked up one at a time, or you try multiple hookups and on the bigger models?
We love to have multiple fish going.
How many at a time has been the most?
We've had four going a
four
bunch
big
of
ones.
Times. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
kind of that's the name of the game, is get sideways and locked into a big drift and have multiple fish going until the guys tap out.
I can firsthand talk about how frustrating it has been to be on the water and glass up one of Dwayne's boats and see everybody with a big one hanging. And, you know, wait when you're waiting for your turn or waiting for a spot and like, oh, dude, those guys bit, and then all of a sudden you pull up the glass, like, dude, they're all bit. Like, everybody's hanging on one. One guy's freaking out top, yelling at people, and everybody else is hanging on for their dear life.
So,
as it should be.
So what if they start going different ways?
Well, follow the fish. You know the rules.
Yeah, the rules don't change on what you're in.
Yep, move those feet.
That's awesome.
So is that like... kite bites, like you'll get a kite bite, you put another one out real quick, get another kite bite, put another one out.
Rapid fire kite bites.
And why is that? Is that just because when they're biting, you got to get them?
Yeah. Any opportunity you get, you got to make the most of it. You might only get one a day, you might get 20 a day, but we treat every one of them like it's the only one we're going to get, and a lot of times it turns into, you know, multiple fish hanging, so...
You know, we laughed and joked about it, but I mean, you're right. That's a huge part of this type of fishing is, you know, you're out there all day waiting to connect, and like... When things came together good enough to give you a bite, like the opportunity at another bite has probably never been better. That school of fish is there, willing to bite, and underneath your boat. And the quicker you can get another bait presented, the better. And that's for sure what sets some people apart, or sets the difference between having a two or three fish day or the one fish, you know. And I mean, not to say that there's not something to be said about concentrating and making sure to get the one that you got, but if you can get two going and you can get three going or whatever, maybe the fish stick with you a little longer because they're more active, or you finally had the right school that wanted to go, and you got to take the advantage of it.
Yeah. No question about it. So don't worry, just get as many on as you can.
Yeah.
And what's your success rate of landing?
I don't ever recall ever losing one of those fish in a tangle. So that's right there a success to us. And then overall, I'd say like 80%.
Wow.
You know, we pull hooks here and there, but you don't bust those fish off for fishing too heavy a line, and don't bend hooks for fishing too good.
How heavy a line are you fishing when you're fishing the kite?
I'm fishing 200 on my wind on.
You fishing mono or floral?
I fish mono.
Mono.
Yeah, stretch.
Yeah.
Stretch.
You want the stretch?
Yep.
So how much mono top shot do you put?
25-foot wind on, and then a 4-foot separate leader for our flyer, whether it's a hook rig or for your dad or your hummy or your California flyer.
You really think that stretch really helps you land fish?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I was one of those guys the first year of all this when we were fishing the yummy. I was fishing straight braid to the yummy, just because, you know, the bow on the line. I didn't want any stretch on to make sure when it got tight, it got tight. And when we switched over to wind on next year, and we landed way more fish.
No,
we were pulling tons of hooks on the straight braid. It was fun. It was aggressive.
Yeah,
and you'd feel everything, kind of violent, if you will.
Yeah,
but we would
pull
hooks, especially on the heavier rods like the 4Xs and stuff. There would be a lot of hook pulls. We're just like, damn, wish I would have had a wind on.
and now it's mono. What's your favorite mono?
I like Iserline.
Yeah,
for my wind ons.
Okay,
it's been
just a straight blue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been good to me, so.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through, have a chance to win a pair of Costas, talk to Dwayne, 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it, right?
You got it, buddy. Let's talk to Mike. He's going to start us off from Torrance this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's good to hear your voice. I want to congratulate Dion Calamea for the first local bluefin of the season on St. Patrick's Day. 128.8 pounds, made photo of the week on Let's Talk Hookup, and good job, Dion. He's out on the New Luan today. I want to say thank you very much for Bill Varney and Corey Sandin and Benji for kicking butt at the surf fishing seminar. They talked about
yesterday?
How to – yeah,
did,
correct.
Did
yeah,
you learn
keep,
some stuff?
Keep moving down the beach. I'm sorry?
Did you learn a lot?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was starting to say, they talked about keep moving down the beach. They all have a different version of doing it, but mixing it up with plastics, using Lucky Crafts, weedless baits, and not necessarily on the grunting run, but before or after, because they're full during the grunting run. But get out there, get a striper, get a halibut, get some Corbina, and get motivated. Thank you.
Hey, that's rad, Mike. Well, nice going. And, yeah, glad to hear about your bud getting that bluefin season started off. I remember on the Polaris Supreme, Mike was that first morning that they were out there, Mike was so excited, called the shop, called here, like, hey, you know, now with communications being so much better than they had been before, there's, you know, opportunity at shooting a text, or guys are just so much more available than before. It's fun to see that information, you know, kind of flowing out there. And, yeah, congrats. That's awesome.
Yeah. And he's the photo of the week at letstalkhookup.com, so check it out.
Yeah, for sure. Go see a nice big early season bluefin.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Well, hey, let's jump into the text. Had a fun one. It says, good morning, everybody. Captain Dwayne, I've been working for a while, and sometimes it's difficult to line up all the guys to pull a charter. Does Pinnacle ever offer open party trips? If not, how soon do we need to book a charter? Can you give me the rundown on going fishing with you and the boys? That's from Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. Appreciate your interest. We currently only offer private charter deals just because of the demand. We've got a bunch of it, and it's all private groups, so we kind of try to facilitate those guys first, and they usually take all our dates. But in the
three
future,
or four people.
Yeah. In the future, if you'd like to get out, you know, round up a group of anywhere from two to four guys and give us a call at 619-850-7575. We've got three boats, so we've got a boat that'll fit your needs for sure. And typically
My schedule fills up about a year out, but my other two guys kind of fill as we go along. As long as you book before June, you should be able to get a space with us.
Good. Yeah. So you actually have still have spots available.
Yeah, we do. We're about 2/3 booked for the year.
Oh, wow.
For our fleet.
Wow.
And like I said, usually by June 15th, we go ahead and close the doors on bookings.
And all the trips operate out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Yeah. That's such a great location, too. All right. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Let's do that. And let's talk to Don. Don's calling us from Colorado Springs this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. This is John. But my question to Dwayne is, how's Jody doing in Fiji? Or did you go with Jody?
Jody's doing super good. He picked me up from the airport when I was down there in February. And, I got to hang out with him for a day. The Suka, his new boat and operations, it's come along really, really nicely. I think he's just got some finishing touches up in the wheelhouse, which, you know, most people won't see. But everything topside. In the galley and whatnot looks awesome. He's coming along really well fishing-wise, too. I'm seeing him figure it out very quickly, both on the dog tooth and the reef programs, which is killer. And that's a really viable option for guys to get out of SoCal in the off-season and go chase some tropical fish. He's doing a good job down there.
And what a fun operation. Like, I mean, Jody basically took, you know, sport boat fishing here and just put it into Fiji. You know, I mean, a boat with several guys, it's the level of comfort that we're used to fishing at home, but in a new rad place to get to go do it. And obviously, you know, had tremendous success fishing here and at home and at Guadalupe and all those things that Jody was so known for, but now operating in Fiji.
Yeah, and doing an excellent job at it. And it's rad because he's fired up. Like, I haven't seen him this fired up in years, and it's like, you know, he's cracking into a whole new fishery, and he's getting to relearn it, and he's having a fun time doing it. So that's going to put him right at the top of a guy to fish with, because he's frothing, you know.
And what kind of boat?
It's a custom catamaran from Suva. It almost looks like a Hawthorne, the house of it, but it's a cat.
So it's a big boat.
It's big.
That's like 46 foot, I think, or 42 foot or something. It's a nice, spacious boat.
Yeah. So do you stay on the boat?
He's got accommodations on the boat. Really nice.
Oh, so you do? It's like a long range trip.
Yeah, it's like a mini long range trip.
Wow.
He's fishing down like he's out of Denarau, or actually Nasisi, which is right next to Denarau. It's a little harbor, and he's fishing south towards like Kandavu and Kokomo, which is kind of. It's pretty untouched as far as fishing goes, and the Suva fleet and the Denarau fleet, it's a bit of a hump to get out there. And so he's focusing a lot of his energy there because of, you know, obviously less boat traffic. Really good reef fishing down there. Really good.
The photos look, dude, they look spectacular. It's just like you would imagine. It's like a group of guys going on a six-pack style trip, or, you know, but just rad looking. It's like you're fishing some killer aquarium for all kinds of rad snappers, and you know they catch a lot of doggies. And it's, dude, that's a trip that I want to do. It's so bad. It looks so cool.
It's a true place where your next cast could be a fish of a lifetime at any point.
Wow. And a big, comfortable platform to do it from. You know, you're not on a dugout. You're on a big boat. Yeah, he did a really good job. It's cool. Yeah,
and he knows how to run long range boats.
Exactly,
San Diego style.
Uh huh.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out another place where it's biting. We're heading down south because we got the Baja and Mainland Catch Report with the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Hey, see Rick Carr and the gang at Gamakatsu and the Sea Falcon booth today at the Bart Hall Show in Long Beach. It's going on today and tomorrow. You can take advantage of some amazing specials they have going on for the show that includes for the first 25 people each day that go by Gamakatsu, you're going to get a free Gamakatsu dry bag. And it's a really nice bag.
It's a $65 bag.
Exactly what I was going to say. This is not like a promo thing that you're going to just throw your pamphlets into or not. It's a really killer bag. So, again, that's the first 25 people each day that go to the Gamakatsu booth and ask for that dry bag. A really, really cool opportunity. Stop by the Gamakatsu booth for more details and get special Gamakatsu pricing at the show today. They've also got that really killer Spro and Sea Falcon booth there.
Yes.
They did a really good job. It's a great booth
like
and well-attended. Yeah, it looks awesome. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on down south and talk to the cash man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, Cass.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Yes,
hope
man.
You guys are doing well.
Yes, sir.
All good, buddy.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, listen, I just got a really nice email from my playita Bob down there. He basically told me that those Wahoo had moved into the San Joseville area. They're getting some 70-pound Wahoo, and it's a very good bite, you know, so early in the season. And They're hitting mostly the chihuahuas and the slow troll caballitos, but they're also hitting some of the, you know, the bigger lures, the bigger rapalas, the X-Raps, X-30s and 40s, but particularly the purple and then, of course, the orange. But along with that, there's a good tuna bite between San Luis and the Iman Banks, some tuna reported over 100 pounds, which is, you know, like I say, it's early in the season and it's just kicking off. So look out for that area for the rest of the season, all the way through December. And Dorado's still around. Not many, but they are getting Dorado. And striped marlin are moving into the area constantly, and they're making that turn up to the, going up toward the East Cape this time of year. Look for the East Cape to really get into the striped marlin in May and June. And so some really good fishing going there in the San Jose del Cabo area. And of course, up in La Paz, direction Loreto, Danny, our charter master there, has reported, you know, the yellowtail still going off in between winds. You know, like I say, right now, those north winds are starting to diminish. And but there is a chance you could get some north wind and it could shorten your day. But if you get out there early enough, you can usually get your limit of the yellowtail and get back in if the winds are blowing. If not, you stay out there, get your limit, and then start fishing those cabrilla near the rocks. And so it's, like I said, it's just a fabulous fishing in that southern Baja in the Sea of Cortez there. And but that's the report for this week. We've got our Loreto Rumble 2 weeks from tomorrow, Pete. Looking forward to that.
Excited about that. That's going to be a blast. And, bring those winds down and keep those yellowtail biting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And those cabrilla.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, those are the good eating stuff. But anyway, anybody wants to book a trip in the southern Baja, mainland Mexico, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Awesome, Castle. A great report, as always. Glad to hear there's some good fish biting, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Ricky. Take care, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more great texts as well. You stay tuned. You got Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackacat Inflatables, the perfect center for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, at the Bart Hall Show today and tomorrow, you can see and feel and pull on the brand new G Lumas IMX Pro Offshore Series of rods. What an awesome rod.
They hit it. I mean, they absolutely hit it. That rod series is really cool. I mean, from traditional live bait sticks all the way up to legit rail rods, you know, 25-pound all the way up to 200-pound, and the full series in between. I think there's 10 or a dozen rods in the series, and they just did it. Fit and finish is typical Lumas, beautiful quality. They're just traditional West Coast. I would call them moderate, fast actions, beautiful componentry. It's everything you would expect to have to carry that Lumas name. They absolutely nailed a perfect West Coast saltwater rod.
They're made for West Coast finish, made for our fishing. They have Fuji reel seats and sea guide technology, and super amazing grips too that are super comfortable but super durable too,
and light. Those
are, and the whole thing is a super light package.
Yeah,
you pick up that rail rod, you won't believe how light it is.
Yeah, they did a very, very nice job.
So check it out in the Shimano G Lumas Power Pro booth today at the Bart Hall Show. Check it out. You can take your reels over there and get them serviced.
That booth is huge,
too. Yeah, it's huge, yeah.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing in the house, talking all kinds of fishing this morning. Again, if you want to get through, give us a ring, 213-432-1090. Tons of texts rolling through, but we want to have your calls too.
Yeah, hey, Ocean Beach Pier Renewal Community Workshop is happening today, starting at 2 o'clock, and then they have a forum at 4 o'clock. Hopefully they'll have the game going there. but that's happening today to try and replenish and save the Ocean Beach Pier. Very, very important project for the community here in San Diego. We need that Ocean Beach Pier.
No doubt, man.
Yeah, for sure. Need to get back fishermen back out there and everything else about it too.
That's where it starts.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Hey, well, I had a great text this morning. It says, morning, guys. Dwayne, what is the range for a full-day trip on your boats? We're going later this summer. Can't wait to come fish with you guys. Also, should we plan on bringing our own gear, and what's the situation food-wise? Can't wait. Rory in Lakeside.
Nice. Hey, Rory, right on. We're looking forward to fishing with you as well. Our range is the Tanner. We can get out there.
100 miles.
Yep. You get about 4 hours of fishing time. Fortunately, almost every time we've gone out there, it works out in our favor. It's, you know, that good of fishing that time of year out there. But, yeah, that's our outer range. We don't go too much further than that. As far as the gear and stuff on your trip, you know, touch base with me about 2 weeks out. I can kind of give you the rundown on what's working, what's not. We have all the gear you could possibly need if you want to use it, or if you'd like to bring your favorite rod and reel, rail rod, jig stick, whatever, you're more than welcome to bring that as well, and we'll tell you how to have it rigged and ready. Food-wise, yeah, just bring your own food and drink. Got a big cooler on board, plenty of ice to keep it nice and cold, and, yeah, you'll be set for the day.
The other such rad advantage that you have food-wise is you operate out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, which has made me the laziest pre-planner ever, because on your way down, you call in your breakfast sandwich and your lunch sandwich, and you grab a little bagel in the morning, and you have a killer deli sandwich made for you in the afternoon. And
exactly,
like, you know, we keep our boat right across from Dwayne, and it is so nice having Dana there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the one-stop shop.
Get
everything you want.
Legit everything you need.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least, yeah. I mean, food, boat parts, ice, fuel, beer, whatever you need, like, it is there.
All there.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a great spot.
Love me some Dana Landing.
Yeah, for sure. You want to get through, have a chance to win a pair of coasters, talk to Dwayne, 213-432-1090, opened right up there. Todd in Oceanside wants to know about yellowtail fishing in La Jolla. And you get those, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I may or may have not snuck out and caught some of those in between one of these last few trips.
It could have happened, huh?
It may have happened.
So, yeah, they're kind of there, maybe.
Yeah, there's some fish there. There's definitely some fish there. I think we need, again, some a nice, you know, stretch of good, stable weather.
Yeah.
With a moon phase.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It would probably bite.
So what mood phase?
Either or.
Yeah. Either dark or...
Yeah. Yeah. Full like, or new.
A moon event.
So you
we
like...
Need a moon, we need a lunar event teamed with good weather, and that stuff will probably snap.
So are you saying right on the full or the dark, or just before, leading just
up,
after?
Leading up to it, on it, and leading off of it. You know, call it a five-day period, four-day period.
Uh-huh.
Two before, right on, two after.
That's when... Yeah, that stuff is kind of... It's in the spawning mode, right?
Yep.
In the spring?
Right now, it is.
That's when you get
sure.
those big guys.
Yep. So. Exactly. You get our annual... influx of them, we call them in La Jolla, the lavender big 35-plus pounders.
So it could happen at any moment.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
give us a window of opportunity. And
historically,
you might see Dwayne out there,
right? We're right in the middle of that window. So.
Are you? Yeah. So do you do charters for that?
Yeah, we absolutely do. We absolutely do. You know, way before this bluefin thing, I think Yellowtail was our glory fishery.
Yeah, totally.
And we were really proud of our fishery and stoked on fishing for those things daily. I think more guys want to fish bluefin these days, so we don't get as many yellowtail charters, but we're always open to them. We love doing it.
Yeah, and this is the time. Fish. This is the time of the year.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Right. Then there's good fishing you can see down the coast if you pay attention to the guys down below. Like Ensenada's having some hits on that bigger fish on the yo-yo out there at Punta Banda. Guys below that. Kelly obviously whacks them year-round. But there's definitely some fish coming up the line, and anticipating a fun spring for yellowtail.
Okay. You and your team are obviously like such pros, and we, you know, the bluefin so easily take the spotlight, and you know, I mean, it's with good reason. I mean, you guys catch big ones, and you're so good at it. But I would imagine it's probably fun when you're grinding out catching big ones that you get a charter group that says, "Hey, we want to go do something different. We want to go catch variety, or we just want to go kelping and go yanking and cranking, or whatever else." I'm sure when you're steady head down grinding on big ones, it's probably fun to mix in a variety group.
Yeah. The breakup's always nice, you know, just do something a little different, different backdrop, change of scenery, different methods. You know, you guys all know, I've loved yellowtail fishing since I was a kid. So anytime we get a chance to do that, especially with clients when it's viable, it's always a good time.
I'll bet. That's cool. And, I mean, you probably lay out the scenario if a guy wants, you know, if that is an option and it's around, of course you get it. It's their charter kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Whatever they want to do.
I love it. That's awesome. All right. Hey, a great text came through. It says, "Good morning, guys. Hey, I'd really like to hear more about this crazy fishing in Australia and Fiji. Are there any new or different techniques that you learned down there that you see applying well in Southern California?" That's from Corey in Escondido.
Yeah, a lot of the vertical jigging stuff, I'm still getting my head wrapped around it. You know, like I was telling these guys, I go over there with yo-yo irons, and they're like, "Mate, what's that? How do you fish this thing?" So I'm like, "That's not fishing." Like, you know, and they've gone on to show me how they do it. And little nuances and tricks that definitely mean more bites in that kind of fishing.
More effective than a yo-yo.
I got out fished a bunch of times fishing yo-yo next to those guys speed jigging. So, yeah, for sure. I cut my yo-yos off and went over to the dark side. Got a couple of those setups, and I take them with me over there. But that, and, you know, fishing topwater and just the way you fish it, the leader line you use for certain lures, pauses, you know, when to use what versus, you know, popper versus stick bait. Like, I've been learning all that and noticing a big difference on how they fish compared to we fish in that aspect. So that's been really cool. And
surface iron work over there?
Yeah, it does. You know what works everywhere that I've learned is surface iron skipped. Like, yeah. You're bit, dude. Like, whoa.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Never mind, you got them.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they're skipping their stick baits, you know. And it's fun to kind of share techniques in that aspect, too, because I do stuff that they would never think would work, you know. Like, yo-yo is definitely not as superior as vertical jigging, but when you come to surface fishing, you know, creating commotion or raising a bite or raising a fish is raising a fish, however you do it. So, again, I'm learning a lot from them, and then I'm also passing on stuff to this guy. So it's been cool, two-way street.
To the Corey vertical jig question, is the difference the lure? Is it the rod and reel that you're fishing with, or the technique that you lift it and drop it, or is it a combination of all
of that? I
think
it's a combination of all of that.
Yeah,
you know?
To really do it right, it's got to be a rod and reel for it, a lure made to do it, and then you fishing it in your hand.
I mean, most of the guys aren't fishing. They don't bring just one vertical jigging rod. Most of them bring two vertical jigging rods and two casting rods. So one heavy, one light, you know. So, you know, knowing what jigs to tie on what rod and all that kind of stuff, you know, and what action you're going to get out of that rod if you're fishing this heavy of a jig type thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. And you can adapt some of those things out here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to cross over really well over here. You know, it's a whole new way of fishing, and it's fresh. fresh, and it's fun to learn. So it's got me my attention.
I'll bet. I bet that's going to pay huge dividends because, like you say, everybody knows that it's little nuances make the world a difference, and that seems like it's all they fish over there.
Yeah,
stick bait, popper, vertical jig.
Yeah,
that's it.
Here's a really good one for me is like. You know, they do not fish poppers with fluoro. They fish it with mono. I see that, too. I did that as well for the stretch. They don't fish stick baits with mono. They only fish it with fluoro.
Because of stretch?
No, because the line floats.
The line floats.
It's the difference in presentation when you're fishing mono versus fluoro with a stick bait, especially a big floater one, is uncanny. You're like,
get
whoa,
out of here.
Why was
really?
I fishing mono? And they were laughing at me. I'm like, this thing swims like crap. And they're like, they're snickering. I'm like, what's so funny? Like, are you fishing mono, mate? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dude, mono sinks. Try this. And I tie it on the fluoro, and my jig starts swimming so snick. I'm like, oh, God, dude. How did I not realize that?
For a stick bait, yeah. For a surface iron, or a popper?
Anything you want to swim, fish mono. As far as, like, it's a weighted lure.
Okay.
You know, like a surface iron. Anything you need stretch, you fish mono. But anything like the floating stick bait that needs to be presented as a floating bait.
Yeah.
Or a subsurface, really, really just below the surface that pops back up and needs to have a floating line.
Yeah.
Or it puts the nose down and it doesn't swim correctly.
Makes total sense.
It's like night and day.
Yeah. Same holds true. You know, I learned that on the fly fishing side, fishing dry flies.
Mm.
I was always fishing fluorocarbon on a dry fly, right? Because I can't see it.
Yeah.
Nah, fish the mono because it floats and it doesn't put the head of the dry fly down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
So... good information.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
I'm going to have to change things up here.
That's good dope.
Yeah. Look who's on the line. Bart Hall from the Bart Hall Show. Good morning, Bart.
This is a busy guy. What's up, Bart?
Yeah.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Dwayne. Well, first of all, Rick and Pete, I'm sorry I missed you when you were here. It's just been very crazy for me. And,
I understand.
Lot going on, but
no, but it was great. Really enjoyed visiting the show.
I as well. Yeah, don't apologize, Bart. I had a great time cruising around Wednesday. The show looked great. Loved everything about it. It was so good to be back at the Long Beach show where I was supposed to be. It was awesome.
Well, thank you. And you know, I'm overwhelmed. I had no idea. You know, when we did Del Mar, it was great. And you know, Turner set a 39-year sales record there, which I thought, well, that's fantastic. And Ron Lane sold more kayaks than he ever sold. We sold hundreds of boats. And we just think, you know, I had dozens of stories like that. I think, well, what's Long Beach going to be like? And my God, it's yesterday was better than 2020. And the opening days were both similar to 2020. So it's like we stepped out of 2020 and right into 2023, and it's been just fantastic. I saw Mike Atien, and I said, well, you know, the dates will be changed. I don't care when the dates are. we'll be here. And then one of my biggest boat dealers said, I don't care if it's Fred Hall, Lois Hall, Bart Hall, or Ginny Hall. I have sold more boats in the first 2 days than I have ever sold at a Hall show. You can call it what you want. Just keep having it here.
Wow.
So
And this weekend is going to be big.
Yeah,
today and tomorrow.
Big day.
Holy mackerel.
And these people, Pete and Rick, I just can't, you know, I get overwhelmed. I get emotional, you know me. I mean, I can't do walk 2 feet. Thank you. Thank you. These are customers. These are people who walked in the door to pay to come in saying thank you. For having it back again. So it has been really rewarding. But here is the best news. My goal for this show was to have 20 lifetime memberships. And here we are going into, we only have 3 days behind us. We have 2 days left to go, and we're already at 17 life memberships for CTA.
Hey, good job, Bart. That's great news.
I was just stoked, completely stoked. And so Wayne and Chris Wheaton and now I'm going to start leaving people out. But, you know, everybody, Chris and everybody who's volunteered and helped has been just fantastic.
Yeah, well, if you join CCA, you get into the show for free. And if you buy a life membership, you get into the show for a lifetime as at all future Bart Hall shows. And you get a Daiwa reel and you get entered in to win a $3,500 Hobie kayak or a Dean safe, right?
That is correct. So your odds, let's say I mean, I thought my goal was 20. I'm pretty sure we're going to exceed that. And those 25 or 30 people, or 40, hopefully 50, who join and become life members are going to have a great chance of winning one of those wonderful prizes. They get to choose which one they want. You know, if they've already got a kayak, they can have a safe. If they already have a safe, they can have a kayak. So
you have a beautiful day for the show today and tomorrow. Whether God shined on you, for sure, Bart. Give us the details of how we find you at the Long Beach Bart Hall show today and tomorrow.
Well, we open at 10 o'clock today, and we close at 8 o'clock tonight. It's going to be a long day. Everybody's going to work real hard, but we're going to have a lot of fun. There's all the stuff outside, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Feed, Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ford Ultimate Air Dogs, the Convict Lake, Lumberjack Show, John Petty, Custom Goldsmith is sponsoring the Great American Duck Races. We've got Brian Young with Casting in the City. We have hundreds of seminars. And today, we have a special seminar speaker in Frank Lopresti. And we also have a panel discussion today with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And this is an important one. Everyone should be there and to ask questions, respectful questions from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. They're there to answer our questions.
What time is that seminar, Bart?
Well, look, if you don't want to ask me times, Pat McDonald's is, but at hallshows.com.
Yeah, hallshows.com. And then you have a great program, too. When you walk into the show, you can get the program and get all the details. Well, Bart, great having you on the show. Good luck today. I know it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous day at the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's back.
Yeah, baby.
And get over there today between 10 and 8, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, okay?
Yeah, I just couldn't have met without you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Bart. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's showtime! The Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center, has set the standard for all other outdoor recreation events since 1946. Nicknamed the granddaddy of them all, the Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will be celebrating the 75th year of Hall Family Show production by honoring Fred and Lois Hall and the outdoor recreation show industry they created. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, international hunting and fishing travel, overland vehicles, campers, and lots of cool stuff. A full day of family fun, hundreds of seminars, the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Ultimate Air Dogs, Paul Bunyan's Lumberjack Show, Great American Duck Races, Kids Casting Contests, Air Gun Ranges, Archery, Axe Throwing, and so much more. Thanks to our sponsors, Mammoth Lakes, Turner's Outdoorsman, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Bob Sands, Okuma, Convict Lake, Daiwa, Fisherman's Landing, Shimano, and all of our friends for the last 75 years. Don't miss the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.